You may not believe this, but you've heard this song before. Or at least you've probably heard many of the 30 different artists sampled. It's off the album called All Day, from the act Girl Talk. That's the stage name of Pittsburgh mashup artist Greg Gillis. 2 years ago, when his album Feed the Animals burst onto the mainstream music scene, Gillis was a biomedical engineer. By day, he studied human tissue. By night, he was breaking his favorite music down on the cellular level. For instance, half a dozen samples are crammed into the first 5 seconds of this next song, from jazz icon Herbie Hancock to 80s pop vamps Bananarama and Miami rapper Rick Ross. Yeah, this is the remix. Come on now. To find out how it's done, we're talking to the man behind Girl Talk, Greg Gillis. Greg, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you doing?
So we're talking to you in your apartment in Pittsburgh, where you grew up. And I have to ask if you were one of those kids who grew up with like a little boombox on their shoulder, because I was one of those kids. And I didn't end up doing what you're doing, but I picture you doing something like that as a kid.
Yes, I mean, I definitely have fond memories of kind of first getting into music, and I did have a boombox, and I was really into a lot of hip-hop, so I would record the local rap station, and I remember holding the boombox as well up to the TV.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Yeah,
you have to wait for the commercial to end.
For the videos, and also for In Living Color, always had like the new like hot hip-hop act out at the time. So I used to have these cassettes that would cut in and out halfway through songs. You would hear the buzz of the TV, but you would get to know them. You know, they would have their own character in a certain way. But I was really into music from a young age. So throughout high school, I was really in a bunch of bands and just fooling around and doing a lot of experimental style music.
And I was actually reading about some of these bands, which had excellent names. I just have to remark on this, like Static Probe Pioneers and Joysticks Battled the Clip-On Expressway to Your Skull.
Right.
Can you describe what kind of sound you were going after?
Yeah, I mean, it was a funny thing because it was a mixture of, you know, a lot of experimental electronic music can be kind of, you know, a little bit chin-strokey, sometimes borderline academic and things like that. So I was interested in a lot of that music, but we were young and it was a pretty bratty take on a lot of that music. So the stuff with those bands, in all honesty, it was really about like showing up at a venue and smashing TVs and trying to drive the audience out. And, you know, even from back then and even on to now, I was kind of always interested in pushing the identity of music, what can be considered, you know, music, what can be considered performance. And when you're 16, oftentimes that involves like lighting off fireworks at the audience.
And I also read that as you were starting Girl Talk, you were actually a biomedical engineer. You had a day job. And I'm wondering, at what point did you say to yourself, I need to quit my day job?
So I think when things really started to bubble up for me around 2006, I kind of got into a habit around then of, you know, going to work Monday through Friday, and then Friday running to the airport, jumping on a plane, doing shows Friday, Saturday, coming back home. One of those weekends, I flew to London on Friday and opened up for Beck on Saturday and flew back home and went back to work on Monday. So it was just getting a little bit insane, and I started to make enough money doing the shows where I said, wow, this is crazy, but I can actually quit the day job.
Did you tell anyone at work what you did as a side gig?
No. I kind of, you know, didn't tell them when I initially started working there. So when it actually started to get very popular, I was in too deep with the work to like all of a sudden break it out and say, oh, by the way, I have this weird project called Girl Talk where I do this thing that's hard to explain.
So, Greg, I'm going to have you walk us through step by step the process of how you put a song together. And we'll do it with a track, which is a favorite of mine, which is called Triple Double. All right, so I hear snippets of the rapper Drake. I hear a snippet of Willow Smith, who, I mean, I think she's got exactly one song to her name at this point. And then I hear the Rolling Stones. How do you decide, though, what goes well together? Do you have any kind of system?
Yeah, I kind of came up with my own cataloging system. I have many folders kind of detailing the music, whether it's a melody or a beat or percussion. And then I kind of have a running list of things where they fit in by tempo. So if I have, that bit of Drake or that bit of Willow Smith vocals and it's at a particular tempo, I can go into this kind of just text document and look at it and say, oh, here's the list of melodies that go well here. And, you know, on the album, I like to keep it as diverse as possible. So if there was maybe an 80s pop song before this piece, you know, something like the Rolling Stones would be nice now because it's, you know, something a bit older and something rock and roll. And, you know, a lot of the combinations are things I come up with and I might play once at a show and say, oh, that really didn't really connect with the audience. So I have more misses than hits as far as the, you know, trial and error process go.
So I'm going to play another song, and this is track 9. It's called Make Me Wanna. Now wait a minute. You know you make. So that's a song that has, there's a Van Halen clip, there's a Radiohead clip, there's an Isley Brothers clip. I mean, I notice online there's become a sort of game of name that clip. And does it make people obsessive? Are you obsessive?
I'm extremely obsessive about this stuff. So seeing people, you know, the day the album's released, go on Wikipedia and start entering the samples and people recognizing that, you know, 5-second clip from Van Halen's Eruption and things like that, it gets me excited because, you know, I do put in a lot of time into it.
I'm talking with Greg Gillis. He's the mashup artist behind Girl Talk, and his new album, All Day, was just released as a free download. So, Greg, let's talk about that. Released for free, and you have borrowed clips from well over, I guess, 350 different artists for this album. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure, obviously, the big question is, how do you pay for it? And if you don't, why don't you think you need to?
I do not clear any of the samples. You know, I believe that the music should be legal to be allowed to release. In United States copyright law, there's a doctrine called fair use, and it allows you to sample audio, visual, all sorts of media, to make something new out of it without asking permission from the source material, if the new work is something that's transformative, if it is something that doesn't create competition for the potential sales of the artist that you're sampling. And, you know, I truly believe that at this point, no one's going to download my music or buy a CD instead of someone else's. You know, I feel like there's a lot of people being turned on to the music that I'm sampling. And I think the idea of doing unsolicited remixes was something that was radical maybe, you know, 10 or 20 years ago. But anymore, I'm hearing from more and more of the artists I sample, and people are excited to be included on the record.
I read that your brother-in-law is an intellectual property attorney. Is that true?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And how is that Thanksgiving?
I think oftentimes a lot of people involved with the intellectual property world are, you know, interested in this sort of thing. And he's a fan of a lot of these, you know, academics and legal types who are kind of behind the more fair use movement and people involved with Creative Commons. So ultimately, I think he would like to represent me if it ever, you know, went to court. I can't say that 100%, but, you know, I definitely get that impression.
What do you say to people who have criticized the music as essentially a novelty?
You know, I can take that as a compliment in a weird way, just because for me, it's always, with a lot of music, it's, you know, it's about creating a new way to look at it. So I think, you know, when hip-hop comes around, when punk rock comes out, when all of that, you know, I think at those times people are saying, oh, it's a novelty, this will never last and it'll be over with. And then from there it grows. And, you know, if this is a novelty, you know, it's a novelty that I've basically spent 10 years really developing. And stuff like, to me, like Weird Al is a novelty, but it doesn't mean he's not a genius at what he does and, you know, not a true artist.
Greg Gillis, the mashup artist behind Girl Talk, his new album All Day was just released as a free download. He joined us from his home in Pittsburgh. Greg Gillis, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
Our program is directed today by Phil Harrell. The staff includes Kenya Young, Petra Mayer, Brent Bachman, Lily Percy, Lauren Silverman, Hansi Wang, and our intern, Will O'Connor. Our technical director today is Sean Phillips, assisted by Renee Pringle, Peter Elena, and Cal Southworth. Melissa Goh is the Weekend Web producer. Our reference librarian is Key Molesky. Rick Holter is the senior editor, and our senior producer is Matt Martinez. For Saturday, that's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish, sitting in for Guy Raz. Remember, you can hear the best of this program on our new podcast, Weekends on All Things Considered. Subscribe or listen at npr.org/weekendATC. Thanks for listening, and have a great night.